Welcome back, you guys. Episode 100 of Zero Carb Journal. Good morning, you guys. Matt here, as always. How are you? Did you have a good week? Did you stay the course, make some progress? I bet you did great. I had a good one, you guys. It was good. After last week's frustration, ups and downs. So let's go back to that real quick. I just wanted to apologize because I was so frustrated that my microphone went out. So I charged my batteries for today. Learning my lessons slowly but surely. And so that won't happen again. But I don't know if I really wrapped that up very well. And I just wanted to go back over that. So I did, you know, that last week, 2 weeks ago, I did have a really good week. My doctor stuff all went really well. Friday of last week, I had that ultrasound and turned out I was all totally normal. And so I was feeling good about that. And then that Friday night, as I mentioned, I lost consciousness. And it came totally unexpectedly. I wasn't really experiencing a lot of gut distress or pain. I think I might have just triggered it, as I mentioned, by reading about procedures and thinking I was, you know, still going down that path of having something terribly wrong inside of me, and I don't know. Anyways, what I had read was regarding, what was it? I don't recall. Well, at any rate, oh, I know what it was. It was that high level. I was 118 when 116 was the normal top end of the range for the alkalining, whatever it's called. And as I was reading on WebMD and whatever about what, you know, high numbers there can indicate, that's when I got flushed and hot. And what it was saying was saying things like colon cancer and blah, blah, blah. I don't remember what all else, serious things. And that's when I had that episode. So I don't know what caused that, but I do know that that was the first time in, man, a long time that I lost consciousness. And man, it just really bummed me out. I was so upset last weekend about that. And so when I did that, my podcast last week, I had done a long sort of heartfelt thing on that about how that affected my, you know, how up and down I was that week, and then my microphone went out and I was just frustrated and couldn't regather my thoughts, which is one of the risks of doing this. It's for some reason this stream of consciousness thing, it only happens once. As soon as I get done with this, I can't seem to reprocess these thoughts in the same way. So anyways, I was frustrated with that, but I did want to go back and touch on that and talk about those events, those syncope events, that loss of consciousness that I've been experiencing throughout my life, and that I really thought I had mostly licked. Since I've started this diet, it's really happened just a handful of times. When the run-up to this diet, it was happening, I mean, almost daily. And so, yeah, so that was really frustrating to me, and had a little time to process it. You know, I went last weekend, I spent really frustrated with it, and it really set me back mentally, because what it did was it reminded me of how sick I really am, in the sense that when I have episodes, I'm really debilitated, right? Like, it would be a real serious issue if that were to happen, and I wasn't here in my little safe space. You know, if that happens in public, someone's going to call an ambulance and I'm going to the hospital. And if it happens traveling and on an airplane, you know, if it happens because of food, I'm completely incapacitated. Anyways, it just really bummed me out. I was just like, oh, is this still something that happens? So I have thought over these last few years is that's faded. Those episodes have faded, that I'm more susceptible to those events when I'm really in an inflamed state. When all my other symptoms are going on, then it seems like my loss of consciousness comes on real easily. And when I say that, what I mean is I can sort of feel it coming on. And in my old life, when I was sick all the time, I always would have daily episodes of almost, you know, pre-syncope, as they call it, where I'd get lightheaded and I need to pull my car over, or I'd sit there and at work and kind of lay my head down and be like, oh gosh, I feel sort of, you know, unstable right now. That hasn't happened for a long time. Like I say, it used to happen when I was always inflamed. So really surprised me last Friday. The only thing I can think, like I said, I ate a little bit of manchego or whatever it's called, sheep cheese or goat cheese, which didn't make me feel bad at all, but it was a new element. And then I was reading that stuff and I was kind of getting the same feeling I get when I'm about to get a shot. So I think I just stressed myself out. It was a long, stressful week with all the doctor appointments and run around at work. Yeah, I don't know. But anyways, it really upset me. But I feel better about it now. I feel much better. I've had a great week. I'm kind of back to being rock solid, feeling not unstable at all, feeling like I'm at zero risk of that. So I think I'm going to chalk that up to just a one-off and just continue feeling like I can travel and continue feeling, you know, positive about where I'm at and trying to move forward. That hasn't happened at all, really, for the last year or more. And so I'm just going to take that one-off event as one of those unless it manifests again. So anyways, this week has been really good. I was able to do more than 40 hours a week at work. Boat's getting close. I probably got 2 more weeks of that. That's hard on me, you guys. I remember last time I was doing this, I was telling you guys that. That is hard. I'm having some tough weeks. I mean, I'm doing great. I'm loving it. I'm enjoying the opportunity, but boy, it's hard for me to maintain. I come home and it's all I can do to light the fire and cook the food and answer the emails and just kind of do the basic stuff of holding it together during those work weeks. And then when it's done, I mean, yesterday I just laid on the couch all day. I'm just so exhausted. So I'm just going to rest and eat. Get ready. I think it's going to be a big week this week. I'll probably do another more than 40. And then we should be heading into the finals, final week of the job, hopefully. But it was a pretty intense week this week. We had inspectors here from Transport Canada. And of course, they dumped a whole lot of that on me. And so I've been kind of under some stress. And then I've been getting some other designs back for my 2 other customers from Coast Guard and getting reviewed. And it's just, I'm busy right now, busier than I like to be. So that probably could have been adding to my event last week, stress and all that. So I'm not that stressed. I'm not taking a lot of it real heavily onto me. So I'm not sure, you know, if that manifests as stress or if it's just the stress of running, you know, working so hard and feeling so squeezed in life and not having time to do anything. But whatever it is, it's okay. I'm almost through it. I'm really thankful for the opportunity to have so much work and to have the health and strength to be able to do it. And I'm still really enjoying it. Gosh, I gotta say, I really appreciate the social aspect of the work. I'm really loving hanging out with the guys. I got some great friends there. I sure do like the crew. They're all like 28 and 30, and it's so nice to just, you know, hang out with some fresh folks and get some new energy and hear about popular culture stuff I'm out of touch with and hear them talk about their wives and their kids is hard and nice also. So yeah, it's really cool. One of them is like 24 and just got married and came back from his honeymoon. He's just talking about how great it is to have a partner, and it's fun to see his joy, I guess, and to recognize that. Anyways, I'm for the most part, it's been great, you guys. And I'm getting, I'm not getting ahead. I'm getting out from being behind, but it'll turn into getting ahead pretty quickly here. And yeah, it's a good thing. So I'm enjoying this opportunity, even though it's hard on me. So there's that. And what else? Well, guess what, you guys? It's episode 100. That's a nice round number. Doesn't mean anything special, but it represents a lot of me talking, I guess. So I wanted to say thank you guys for all your support, for listening and watching and sticking with me throughout all this. It's been incredibly profound for me. You know, every time I think I'm about to stop or what the heck is it doing for me, something like last week happens. And I realize how much value I get from revisiting and sort of processing where I'm at, what I'm doing, you know, where I'm going with this diet and why I'm doing it, and, you know, just sort of reevaluating and reaffirming where I'm at. So thank you guys. Episode 100 feels pretty amazing, to be honest with you, to have been this dedicated really to any project for so long. It is hard sometimes to get up and do this on a Sunday morning. It takes a few hours of my time, it seems like, by the time it's all said and done. At least an hour. Yeah, it's well worth it. And you guys are what makes it worth it. It's the feedback I get from you guys that really gives me the insights into, you know, processing a little further and under, a little deeper understanding of what I'm going through. So thank you guys. So this week was good. I just had my head down at work. From a food standpoint, I just ate for the most part. What did I eat? You know what I ate? So I ate the ribeye that I bought last week. I ate a lot of it. I had sliced it up with my slicer and frozen it into portions, sliced about bacon thickness. And then I had the pork belly that I smoked last week and salted and smoked. I did a real light cure, just a salt. I don't remember if I talked about this, but I bought a pork belly at Costco and salted it heavily and left it outside for a few days hanging in salt. And then I smoked it and sliced it. And that's been really good. So it's basically like a, it's not even really cured because I didn't leave it in salt for more than, it was about 2.5-3 days, I guess. It's a light cure, if anything. But it's been good. It's not particularly delicious. It's not bad, but I need to eat it with, you know, kind of mixed with my beef. But it's adding a lot of fat to my diet, and it doesn't have all the stuff that the bacon has in it. So that's been good. Now, prior to that, this week, I was eating quite a bit of bacon. And I do notice a difference, as I always talk about. The bacon seems to lead to a few more bathroom trips, a little more uncertainty, a little more urgency. Not bad, dealable. But as soon as I drop it, I definitely notice things kind of firm up, and I'm much more sure of myself, let's say. So I think, you know, making that bacon is kind of a drag. It's a lot of work. I think when I'm working here, I probably won't do it again. I'll probably just stick with regular bacon. I really enjoy the real bacon a lot more. Like most things that aren't as good for us, it's great. I really enjoy it. So I'm not sure how I'll go moving forward. But at any rate, ground beef, my own ground beef that I raised, ribeye from Costco, bacon either from the store or my homemade pork belly. And that's pretty much what I ate this week. Now, I didn't eat any more cheese until yesterday, and I did mix a tiny bit, maybe an ounce or an ounce and a half of Chivri into my meal because I had it from weeks ago when I bought the other one. I kind of thought I wasn't going to even try the cheese after last week's disaster, but I just can't believe that the cheese did that. It hasn't done it to me in the past. Now, cow's cheese does lead to some issues that aren't, you know, I'm not optimum, but it's not too bad. But it seems like sheep's cheese and goat's cheese doesn't really do much. I don't eat it often, but it doesn't seem to lead to too much, you know, too many symptoms. So I tried a little yesterday. I feel fine. I felt fine yesterday. I probably won't incorporate it into my diet a lot, but it is helpful. My ground beef is really lean, so looking for ways to add fat. And I do, you know, ever since my year on the specific carbohydrate diet, which incorporates a lot of homemade yogurt as a probiotic. And I had good luck on that, especially when I incorporated that yogurt. It really led to really calm stomach and good movements. So I'm, you know, I haven't done it much. So obviously, I don't put that much import on it, or I'd be trying cheese and stuff like that all the time. But every now and then, I come back to it because I enjoy it. And it doesn't seem too bad. In the case of the goat and sheep's cheese, it doesn't seem bad at all. But then I had that episode where I lost consciousness. I don't know if that's related. I don't know. So anyways, had a little bit yesterday. Feel fine. So moving forward, I'm getting ready for this week of probably a big hard push at work. I'm definitely just going to try and stick to my ground beef and the pork belly. I've got quite a bit of that. I'll probably go get another ribeye. Gosh, I sure love that ribeye, you guys. Sliced like bacon on that, on my new meat slicer. It is just to die for. I'm feeling, I still second guess myself because I know all of you guys eat steaks like regular people. and I must be a, you know, I'm criminally destroying that ribeye by frying it like bacon. But I can't get over how much I love it. It's just, it's so good to me, and it feels the best in my stomach. I'm not sure if that's 100% true. The steaks are really kind of benign in my stomach, but I never feel full, and I usually get kind of nauseous before I feel like I ate enough when the fat is kind of jiggly. So I don't know. I sure like my bacon ribeye. What can I say? So I'm going to go back to that. I'm really loving my meat slicer, and while it's a lot of work, I realize I can buy one of those whole primals at Costco and slice it up, and it lasts me a couple weeks, it seems like, as long as I'm eating plenty of ground beef along with it. So I'm going to go back to that this week. I'm going to look forward to getting my boat close to wrapped up. Can't wait for it to end. I know my other customer was emailing me going, oh my gosh, I'm freaking out. I really need you to help me build these boats. And I go, I told you, I committed to the whole year. I'm going to be there for your builds. I didn't think he was ready for me. And I told him, I said, I'll be done with this one before Thanksgiving. And, you know, I've got all the time scheduled, you know, blocked out for you for your two boats starting right after that. And I'll be there as much as you need me. And he emailed me back and said, oh, okay, we won't need you before then. But he's worried about these builds coming up. So I know that that I'm going to get done with this one. I'm going to go right into a couple more. Hopefully it won't be. The only reason I'm doing 40 hours a week right now is because these guys are behind the eight ball in terms of delivering the boat. They originally contracted me to work about half the week, about 20 hours a week. And that's usually what my customers like. Then I can line out their guys and keep, you know, kind of manage the jobs, put hands on some, but it saves them some money. And honestly, it works better for me. So I'm hoping that those next two boats through the winter will be a little bit more casual. A little less intense for me on these cold. As we get into winter, my little shack here, it just takes a lot of work to keep things running around here. If I'm gone for too long during the day, it's freezing in here. And poor little Waylon needs me around. And yeah, so we'll see how winter goes. But I'm looking forward to getting myself in a new place financially and be able to have some more options as I head into spring and summer. And yeah, so whatever, things are good. My health feels great right now. I feel strong. Haven't been working out as much because of, you know, I've been heading into work at about 6:30, and I've been having a hard time getting up early and doing much of a workout. I've also been trying to save my energy for work because it's really wearing me out. So I'm falling a little behind in my personal goals there. A little frustrating. I'm about to turn 50, and I really had some goals regarding some physical stuff I wanted to do and get, you know, taken care of before my 50th birthday. Just, you know, goals of, like, I wanted to do my front lever, and I wanted to, you know, do a 30-second handstand, kick up to a handstand. I don't think I'm going to hit those goals. I'm really close to both of them, but I've been kind of falling behind now since I've been working so much. And you know what? That's just fine. I'll just have more stuff to work on. I mean, the number is just a number, and the date is just a date. It doesn't really matter. So I'll get to continue working on them, which is great. Actually, one of my customers, my good buddy Chad, who I always share our, you know, he's been moving forward along with me. He's the one who's often zero carb and sometimes real close. More often, I think he's real close, but he's been improving himself over the last few years as well, and he likes to work out like I do, and he had a great comment for me one time when I was working. He always works his butt off. And when I was working too much to really focus on my workouts, he said, don't worry, you just get to progress again through all the stuff you already did. You just get to go back and replay those levels and keep making progress. And you'll make progress fast, and it feels good. And so he's right, and I always think about that when I have a boat job that pulls me off of my routine for a while. I say, that's okay, you can enjoy refocusing and putting the work in again, you know, when you have time. So at any rate, there's all that, you guys. So pretty mellow one this morning. It's about 7:30 here now. I don't know if you can see outside there because I got it lit, but we're in the fog. It's just pouring rain, and it's actually been really nice. It's been nice and sunny. I've been in the bottom of a boat, so I haven't gotten to see it, but it's been not too cold at night and sunny and dry, and now it's pretty warm out. It's almost 50 out there, and it has been, which makes my life a lot easier. So I'm enjoying that. The rain doesn't bother me because I'm inside. So yeah, so I'm going to hang around and rest up today, watch some football. I think my Seahawks are going to get beat by the 49ers. But yeah, I'm going to watch some football and just rest, stay positive, and get ready for a big week and hopefully heading into the end game of my current boat job. And that's about all I got on my docket. I don't really have much going on otherwise. I'm really just got my head in the game in terms of working, and I'm trying not to distract myself with too much else. So there you go, you guys. So I hope you guys are having a great week. Hope you guys are staying the course and making some progress. Feeling good. You know, I'm feeling great. I mean, right now my stomach is as calm as it ever is, and I know that it's because I dropped the bacon. So we'll see. I might try and I doubt it. I was already ready to go to Costco tomorrow and go get some more bacon, but we'll see. I might try and leave the processed bacon out and just continue eating my home processed ribeye and bacon and ground beef for the week, and remind myself how much better that makes me feel. We'll see. On the other hand, maybe I'll keep treating myself to bacon and accepting the consequences. So funny, isn't it? I was talking about that to a buddy at work. I was like, you know, you always eat Mexican food, and you go, oh, it wrecks me, but I love it. So I think it's a normal part of our human experience, right, is eating foods that maybe take us backwards a little bit and being okay with it. Accepting the compromise, I guess, is a better way to say that. Anyways, I'm rambling. I'm tired. I'm going to rest. Have a great Sunday. I hope you guys have a great Sunday. I hope you guys have a great week. Can't tell you how much you guys mean to me. Thank you so much for listening and watching. And I'll check in with you guys next time, next week, and we'll see how we're doing. We're going to be coming up on 2 years of journaling here really quickly. And I'm going to hit my 3-year zero carb too before a few more, 2 months or so. So looking forward to that. And I don't know. I don't know what's next. So I guess that's enough for today, you guys. Hope you guys have a great week. Thank you as always for listening and watching. You make a big difference in my life, and I really appreciate every one of you. And I hope you guys have a great week. Talk to you soon. Alrighty. Thanks, you guys. See ya.